The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Good morning. It's time to get up with a Tyreek Hill stunner. Is it the dream blockbuster trade to Miami a nightmare for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs? We'll talk about that. Plus, the Dolphins are now loaded, and all the pressure is on Tua. Is it playoffs or bust in Miami? And huge news that could change everything in the NBA. What does Kyrie going from part-time to full-time mean for the Nets championship hopes? Got a great show today coming here on Get Up. Thank you so much for joining us today. So happy to be with you. Got Diana Russini in the house. All our guys, Mike Tannenbaum, Teddy Bruschi, here to talk some football. And we'll get to that in a little while. Wendy, also Vince Carter, talking about basketball. We got to start with the enormous news coming in the NFL. Tyreek Hill traded to the Dolphins. And look at this. Big news right here. You see Tyreek Hill going for a number of picks. I want to give you the specifics on the trade. The Dolphins get Hill, and in return, they give back 5 draft picks, including a first and second round pick in this year's draft. The Chiefs' 2022 draft capital now includes 4 picks in the first and second rounds, including 3 picks within the top 50. So again, Tyreek Hill traded from the Chiefs to the Dolphins. I think it's safe to say this is something none of us saw coming. But Diana, let me just ask you this. The moment you heard about this trade, the moment you heard about it, what was your reaction?
Wow, this went quick, right? Because Schefter reported about 3 hours before the trade went down that Tyreek Hill was allowed to seek a trade, and then boom, he was on a team. Usually it takes a little bit of time. Not this one. Tyreek now obviously with the Miami Dolphins. And my second thought on it was, I think Tyreek Hill is going to miss Patrick Mahomes way more than Patrick Mahomes is going to miss Tyreek Hill.
Wow. Okay. Teddy Bruschi, right away when you heard this, what was your initial reaction?
Well, my initial reaction, Ryan, was the Kansas City Chiefs just got weaker offensively. I mean, it's every defense goes into the defensive game plan meeting that week. First and foremost, how do you stop Tyreek Hill? How do you stop him from ruining the game, getting over the top of your defense? I just think he was such a big part, a combination of his speed and his explosiveness with Mahomes' arm and Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy's play calling. It was such a great partnership that it was so special. That element is now removed, and they have a lot to make up for his production, his explosiveness, and the overall threat that he has to every defense they go up against.
Okay, and Mike Tannenbaum, initial reaction as soon as you heard the news.
Wow, how fast and explosive the Miami Dolphins are going to be when paired with Jaylen Waddle, last year's number one pick, the improved offensive line, Terron Armstead, Connor Williams, and the enormous pressure on Tua Tagovailoa, because there are no more excuses. They have a bright new offensive-minded head coach in Mike McDaniel. And is it reasonable to think, guys, by Halloween, are we talking about Teddy Bridgewater taking over for Tua if there's any bumps in the road because they have that much speed now on offense? Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the Chiefs and all of this, because it's obviously huge for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
But on the Chiefs' idea of this, you've got a huge void now. Tyreek Hill missing. Patrick Mahomes, the pressure is on him. Here are the skill players for the Chiefs right now. Nothing to sneeze at, but there's a notable departure with Tyreek Hill. So what does that mean for this Chiefs team?
Well, first of all, they're going to look slower. That's just the obvious answer there. They have to. Tyreek Hill is the fastest wide receiver in the game. But in terms of replacing him, I think Andy Reid has proven to the league that he can plug and play. He can figure out how to make personnel work. And when you have a quarterback, a 26-year-old quarterback in Patrick Mahomes, this tells you that the Chiefs, based on the contract they gave him, but also by making this move, they have belief that Patrick Mahomes can make any weapon around him rise to the level that they're going to need. So what do they do here? Is Tyreek Hill replaceable in his upcoming draft? Probably not. You're not going to find that kind of speed. But you are going to be able to find an explosive receiver. And this is a very rich wide receiver draft. So I expect the Chiefs to go in the draft to find him or pick up another wide receiver who's on the street right now, a Jarvis Landry type, maybe even an Odell Beckham.
Okay, but Teddy, go ahead.
That's a lot of pressure. I mean, I just think that, I mean, Tyreek Hill, you saw the plays that you guys just played. He makes guys look ridiculous, okay? That's just how good he was. And to say that, okay, let's just go with the draft and Andy Reid. And, of course, I trust Andy Reid as a head coach. He'll get the job done. They'll still be competitive. This just won't be the same. To say that you're going to bring a rookie wide receiver in, and then, by the way, now you got to do things that Tyreek Hill did. I mean, it's just so hard to replicate. I mean, like I'm saying, this guy, the guys have to play him a certain way. I mean, you have to play off. It's almost like you're playing basketball defense with Tyreek Hill. You're off. You're giving him 8 yards cushion. You're just wondering where he's going to go, and all of a sudden you don't even hit him because he just goes out of bounds after a 12-yard gain. That's just how complicated and ridiculous he was to defend and game plan against.
But go ahead.
I was going to say, but Teddy, don't you think they're going to adjust the offense on how they do this? Because they know they're not going to have that speed and sort of that, you know, backyard type play or playground type football. We know they're going to have to change that and adjust it. But don't you have confidence that Andy can make that work with Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, you adjust it, yes. Play calling, yes. But there's also a huge element of, I mean, I'd say street ball when it comes to Patrick Mahomes, where I'm going to step up in the pocket. I'm just going to go out to my left. I'm going to throw the ball left-handed. I'm going to do all of this other stuff. And by the way, I've got Tyreek Hill out there knowing exactly what I'm going to do. And even if his back's to me, he knows where he has to go. He knows where the goalpost is, where the back pylon is, where Patrick Mahomes wants me to be. And all you got to do, Patrick, is just throw it up and I'll go get it. That element, those are the highlight plays, right, that we show all the time. That type of stuff, that off-script type of stuff, that's what's not there anymore. And to me, that was a big part of who the success of this Chief offense was, where even Travis Kelce said it himself this year at times, where I just go out there and freelance. And Tyreek Hill would go out there and freelance, and that was a big part of it. So that part of it is now eliminated, and that's what makes them so different to me now.
Okay, so Mike Tannenbaum, Teddy mentions it, and he hits it right on the head, this idea that they played street ball, that they were able to freelance. And that came with years of developing chemistry with Kelce and with Tyreek Hill, who was one of the best at that. So as our GM, how do you then deal with Patrick Mahomes? What does this mean in terms of what kind of pressure is on Patrick Mahomes?
Well, there's enormous pressure on Patrick Mahomes, and that's what goes with making $45 million a year. But context is everything. It's only March 24th, so they can replace Tyreek Hill. It's not with one player. If I was them today, I would go fly and meet with Odell Beckham Jr. I'd sign him to a one-year deal. I would say, come invest with us. Let's take care of your rehab right now. You may be on PUP. You may not even play 17 games. But we'll put you in the best position possible to maximize your value in March of 2023. And then with three picks in the top 50, I'm going to go get an explosive wide receiver right now in the draft. Hopefully that's Jameson Williams from Alabama, who, if he's healthy coming off of an ACL, may be 95% of Tyreek Hill. So maybe a combination of Williams and Odell Beckham Jr. It's not Tyreek Hill, but it's pretty close. And the other part, Ryan, if I'm a Kansas City Chief fan, I'm doing backflips today. Because I know that Andy Reid's in it for the long term. And this is a Bill Belichick type of trade when you look at it from Kansas City. Of course, you're losing a great player. But when you get five picks and you can save that type of capital, you certainly could redeploy it and make your team better.
Backflips. I don't think Kansas City Chiefs fans are doing backflips right now.
Teddy,
but I hear you on the long-term impact real quick.
I have a GM in the NFL who just sent me a text. Teddy Bruschi, just have him keep talking because he is so spot on. So, Teddy, people out there are in agreement with you here.
There you have it. And by the way, guys, let's talk about the Dolphins side of this.
A little bit more. Mike T. No, wait up. Mike T, you're talking
real quick,
backflips. I don't know how they can be excited about this because I don't know how, okay, maybe fans, a part of them can be long-term. We players are not long-term, okay? I got 3 years left. I got 4 years left, whatever. It's like, how competitive are we going to be? You want to wait for Odell Beckham Jr. till the end of the season. It's like, all of a sudden, you're in the AFC West, and you're 3 games out or 2 games out, and you're not going to, you're going to be on the outside looking in. I just think that this was a move that a lot of defenses now are looking at the Kansas City Chiefs like, we got them. We got them because now they lost their joker, all right?
But Mike T., quick response.
Teddy, when you walked into the locker room every day, you walked in to play for Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick and some quarterback named Tom Brady, and the Kansas City Chief players are walking into a locker room being coached by Andy Reid for the foreseeable future and Patrick Mahomes. So while it's not ideal to lose Tyreek Hill, I'll bet on Mahomes and Reid to still get them to where they want to go.
And we did not know that Tom Brady could do it with just any group of receivers. He still needed players until he proved that he could do it. So Mahomes is now basically has to show that he can do things without the cheetah.
I like where this is going. And don't worry, folks. We're going to talk a lot more about Tyreek Hill, this angle, what happens to the Chiefs. But I briefly, guys, want to get to the Dolphins because, look at how they have retooled. Look at this lineup. They're skilled players. Tua's got a lot of weapons to operate with their offseason additions as well as their returning players. They now have 7 guys with at least 500 scrimmage yards last season and 2 who had over 1,000. All these guys on this screen accounted for 5,000 yards last year. Ouch! These Dolphins, I gotta say, they gotta be a load to face at this point. So, the pressure now, in my mind, Teddy, has to reside on Tua. Is it playoffs or bust for Tua now in a loaded AFC and under a first-year coach?
I would say definitely. I mean, that's what I'm sure McDaniel is thinking about, is being successful and getting to the playoffs. I mean, Tua now has what he needs, right? I mean, you're improving offensive line. You're bringing in fullbacks. You're bringing in receivers. You're bringing in everything. And all this does possibly is shorten the leash. It's like conclusion time is coming, because if you don't show me what you got with all these pieces that I'm giving you, they may be thinking long term already in terms of is this guy not the one that can do it for us? But we're building our team for the next guy that's going to come in. That's definitely the thought process, I'm sure, that's going on in Miami.
Wow, building the team for the guy that's coming in. Mike T., is that the thinking here as a GM when you're in this kind of situation, you're loading up like this?
Yeah, you're giving your quarterback that you took in the top 5 every chance to be successful. Teddy nailed it. Terron Armstead, Connor Williams, 2 backs, and Chase Edmonds, Raheem Mostert. They gave Tua everything. But when you look at the AFC, outside of Davis Mills and Mitch Trubisky, I'm not so sure what other quarterback Tua would be in front of. I mean, this AFC is absolutely loaded from Herbert all the way through Burrow, Mahomes, Josh Allen. I mean, we could rank him all day long, but the bottom line is Tua's missed 10 games as an NFL quarterback. His play has been average at best. He has trouble seeing the middle of the field and can't get the ball down the field consistently. So with Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, he has no excuses. And I think of all the quarterbacks heading into the NFL, he has more pressure on him. And Teddy Bridgewater is a very capable quarterback. It's not unreasonable to think that he could be playing sometime by midseason.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Mike T. thinks that the Kansas City Chiefs fans should be doing backflips. Well, the guy that does the backflips is in Miami now, and they're going to be the fastest wide receiver duo without question here. But in terms of the pressure, I think you have to look at it from you know, a little bit of a wider range here. This coaching staff has absolutely no connection with Tua, right? Yes, Mike McDaniel took the job and I'm sure sold ownership on, I can help Tua, I can make him better. Look what we did in San Francisco. We give training wheels to the quarterback here in this West Coast offense, which is going to look a lot like we saw with Kyle Shanahan with the Niners. So obviously he wants to have Tua have some success here. But Mike T. brings up a great point. Teddy Bridgewater making $6 million a year tells you something. They're willing to pay him because I do believe that the Miami Dolphins look at the situation and say, hey, if this can't work with Tua, you know who can run an offense like this? Because we saw it in New Orleans with ease with Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy could step in here and run the offense Mike McDaniel wants, something that we saw similar with, like, let's say, a Jimmy G.
Wow, this is something we would not have been saying 24 hours ago, but now we are with this huge blockbuster deal. Tyreek Hill going to the Dolphins. The pressure's on for the Dolphins, for Tua, for the whole franchise. And trust me, folks, we'll talk a lot more about this as we go forward. But first, we talk about the game of the night. And this was a big one, Nets versus Grizzlies. There's Kyrie, averaging 37.8 points in his last four games. It was also his 30th birthday, but no Ja in this one. But Kyrie, man, he was on one. We talk about the third quarter, that drive and the layup, and then Nets down 7. KD hitting it right there. Actually, they're down 10. Look at that. That's Kyrie hitting the beautiful jumper right there. And then KD with the jumper. Everyone rolling in the third. KD and Kyrie combining for 25 in the third quarter alone. But to the fourth, these Grizz coming back. Desmond Bain finding Brandon Clark for the dunk. And then later in the fourth, the Grizzlies rolling. Bain from three-point range. Morant loving it. Grizzlies starting to pull away. Look at him. Then Bain, three-pointer, good. Desmond Bain finished with 23 points, and the Grizzlies win it 132-120. Now, there was some huge news for Brooklyn just yesterday. The Nets' next game is Saturday in Miami, and their next home game is Sunday against the Hornets, and Kyrie Irving will be eligible to play in that game. New York Mayor Eric Adams will lift the city's COVID-19 vaccine mandate on athletes today, and Irving was asked about it after last night's game.
Do not ask me any questions about hypotheticals. About what's going to happen, please do not. Until anything gets official, please do not ask me any questions about that, y'all. This jumping in the lineup, jumping out, you know, looking forward. Hopefully that could be something we could fix and move past.
Okay, so demurring a little bit there, but this is big news for the NBA. Brian Windhorst, Vince Carter joining us now. Wendy, what does this mean for the Nets and Kyrie now that this vaccine mandate has been lifted?
This means that the Nets have gone from a potential spoiler to a potential contender. Having Kyrie Irving in the lineup this year makes as big of a difference for the Nets as you can imagine. They go from being the number 26 team in net rating, which is what they do per 100 possessions against the opponent. They go from 26th at home to number 3 when they're on the road. Now, some of that is because Durant missed some games. That's an inflated difference. But they're one of the best teams in the league when they're on the road with Kyrie. They go from the number 26 offense at home this year to the number 1 offense on the road because of the difference that Kyrie Irving makes. This is a complete game changer to the Eastern Conference playoffs. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I think they are the favorite. I know that they have been the betting favorite for months, and this is what Vegas thought was going to happen. They still have one of the bottom 6 or 7 defenses in the league. Yes. They are only 8-12 when Kyrie plays this year. So that is an indication they still have some things to overcome.
Okay, so Vince, I hear you agreeing. Wendy says they're not the favorites. What do you think this makes the Nets now in the East?
I mean, they make them a good team, but the huge question is defensively, where will they be? How will they stack up? Because we saw last night, they got gutted. Defensively, they were just giving up easy baskets, not just, you know, the tough baskets you live with, but just the easy baskets, just defensive rotational mistakes are huge. And you know, that's just from guys in and out of the lineup, understanding who's on the floor and where they should be. Offensively, I think they'll be okay. But another concern is staying healthy, having their key guys. I think Seth Curry is a huge miss right now for them, because when you have Seth Curry on the floor, it opens the floor up for Durant as well as Kyrie to play one-on-one and beat their guys off the floor. And now the help is a little late now because of Seth's ability to shoot. Also, Seth can handle the ball. We saw him when Kyrie, particularly at home, when Kyrie isn't there, Seth was handling the ball a little bit, running the offense. So here's a guy who can shoot the ball but run the offense as well for them, which is going to open things up. So I just think getting healthy and defending are huge right now for the Nets to move on and make a lot of noise.
Okay, so speaking of them moving on and maybe even trying to move up, Brooklyn is the 8th seed right now. They could face 7th seed Toronto with no Kyrie in the play-in game because of Canada's vaccine restrictions. So, Vince, how important is it for the Nets to move up from the 8th seed?
I mean, it's important. They can say whatever they want about, we just want to play and do what they have to do. Having Kyrie in the lineup giving you your best possible chance is what you want. They have the chance. I think they could do it. They can win games, but defensively, they're going to have to defend, because now you talk about going on the road or playing the Raptors without Kyrie after you have the ability to have them. Otherwise, it's a huge loss. So I, look for them to kind of, you look for KD and Kyrie to step it up, and we'll probably see more 30 and 40 point games from the both of them.
Okay, so that should be interesting. Wendy, what do you think? How important is it for him to move up?
Yeah, remember, they only have to win one of two play-in games to make the postseason. If they lose the 7-8 game, they can still win the second game. So I think they're getting in. And I think if you're a team like Miami, who's holding the one seed, or you're Milwaukee, who's holding the two, you're going, wait a minute. We just played the whole season to get a top seed, and we may draw Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant for 7 all games in the first round. It's a terrible, terrible turn of events for the top seeds in the East. You're not going to want to be in those seeds, and it means that to win the Eastern Conference, there is no soft spot. You are going to have to run a gauntlet. It is going to be the hardest East in maybe a generation or two.
Okay, we'll see how this all plays out. Wendy, Vince, thank you so much. Well, coming up, now that Tyreek Hill is gone, is Patrick Mahomes' dominance over the AFC West over? Will another team win the division? And what does the blockbuster trade mean for Tua? Is it playoffs or bust for the Dolphins quarterback? A lot to talk about on this blockbuster trade. We'll be right back on Get Up.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Get Up is brought to you by the Oscars. Tune in live Sunday at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, only on ABC. Rated TV 14 DLV. Well, folks, it's Throwback Thursday, and let's take a Tyreek Hill theme, shall we? Take you back to November 2019 during that 91-yard touchdown run by Damian Williams. Watch Tyreek Hill. Runs, catches up to Williams downfield. He's hitting 23 miles per hour on this, Diana. What do you think?
That is so embarrassing. Because here's the thing. You see the play right before that. Tyreek is blocking him, which, by the way, is another thing that makes him so special, is he's a great blocker when he wants to do it. That said, he's able to catch up to him. That's worse than being lapped in track.
But I tell you, it tells you all about the speed the Dolphins are getting. And coming up, let's talk about the Chiefs. The fear factor is gone for the Chiefs' offense. Is Patrick Mahomes' dominance over the AFC West over? And what in the heck happened in Miami last night? Tempers flaring on Miami's sidelines, and things nearly got ugly. And we're talking about it next.
Do Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
The Red Cross is providing humanitarian relief in response to the crisis in Ukraine. If you would like to help support and donate, please visit redcross.org/ESPN. And let's go back to big news from the NFL. Chiefs trade star wide receiver Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins for 5 draft picks, including 1 first rounder, just 1. The Dolphins will now give Hill a 4-year deal worth $120 million. And get this, folks, $72 million guaranteed. How about that? And so, as expected, NFL Twitter was blowing up after the news broke, how the whole internet broke. His new running mate at wideout, Jalen Waddle, very excited, posting 3 cheetah emojis with all those exclamation points. While in the AFC East, Stephon Diggs, watching all this unfold, simply saying, what the hell's going on? And that's what we said as soon as this came down. But let me just go to my panel here. Mike Tannenbaum, Teddy Bruschi, Diana Rossini back with us. Okay, so with the news out of Hill, out of the AFC West, I just want to get from everybody who they have winning this division in the AFC West, because this has got to be one of the toughest divisions in recent memory. Teddy, I'll start with you.
Yeah, last week when I was on Get Up, I said the Chiefs were my favorite, but this is how the NFL changes, and this is how impactful I think this move is, the Tyreek Hill trade. Now I'm going with the Los Angeles Chargers in terms of them being my favorite to win the West, because this is how much it's going to change for the Kansas City Chiefs, how differently defenses will feel threatened by that Kansas City offense and the improvement by Herbert in the second year. Hopefully we get some less reckless decisions by Staley. I mean, he'll learn in this offseason. Definitely, I'm going with the Chargers now.
You know, you hit the nail right on the head. Look at how big the NFL is right now. Everything going on in the world of sports, and every trade, this trade, has totally changed everything, and now we can't stop talking about it. Diana, who do you have?
To think this whole thing started with Russell Wilson, right? That feels like 16 years ago, you know, at this point. Yeah. And look, Teddy, guys, I have a really strict rule. Mm-hmm. I don't fall in love in March. I just don't. So while every other team is loading up, I better get some free barbecue in Kansas City. I am sticking with the Chiefs here, guys. Because here's what I do. I go coaching, I go quarterback. And right now, in the AFC, there is no duo better than Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. I know we're used to them, but guys, 6 years in a row, they're winning this division. How can we count them out? Yes, they lost their big weapon here in Tyreek Hill, but I have belief and confidence that they can figure out a way to win, because number 15 is there, and he is dynamic, magical, and he just makes things go in that city.
Mike T, who you got?
Well, despite Kansas City doing backflips, I'm going with the Chargers. And it's razor thin between the Chargers and the Chiefs. Last year, they split, each winning on the other team's home field. But when you think about it, here's the value of a rookie contract. The Chargers added Sebastian Joseph Day, a really good run stopper, Khalil Mack, J.C. Jackson. What did the Chiefs do? They lost a great player in Tyreek Hill. So I'd rather have Andy Reid over a young Brandon Staley, but I'm going to go with all those additions and the meaningful subtraction and take the Chargers over the Chiefs.
And you know what? I have to agree with you. I'm going to take the Chargers, and I'll go one step further on this. I think because Hill is now gone, I think this is the year that Justin Herbert becomes the best quarterback in that division. And that's saying something, because it's still Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. But you got to have Tyreek Hill. That's how important he is as a weapon in my mind. But, Teddy, one Chiefs vote, right? Just one. And I think a lot of us, me included, would have taken the Chiefs last week. I know you would have, too. So just how big of a loss is Tyreek to Kansas City in your mind?
I just thought it was just the perfect partnership of play calling quarterback and wide receiver. I just think it's so big in terms of they just lose such a piece of, I mean, just watch this B-roll, fellas. I mean, of just Tyreek running around guys like they're standing still. And Andy Reid knew how to get it to him perfectly. And Patrick Mahomes had the type of mentality of, even though you're double team, buddy, I'm going to still throw it up to you. And I know you'll get it done. He had guts at the quarterback position too to just say, I trust you, let me throw it up, go ahead and do what you do. That type of mentality paired with talent and skill and speed and play calling, that's just such a huge subtraction from an offense. That's how impactful I think it'll be.
Do I hear barking in the background? Is that somebody barking because they think the Chiefs are going to win the division, or what is that? I don't know.
Is that what you think? My voice sounds like a dog?
No.
No, that was my dog. Yeah, fully supportive of what Teddy was saying, just for the record.
Yes. Diana, here's what I think is the problem, Diana.
And GMs, that's good.
Yes, all backing your points. But here's what I have to say. So I get your point on KC. I get it.
Yeah.
It's Mahomes. Don't bet against Andy Reid. But you know what? Mahomes doesn't work if he doesn't have a top-flight weapon to throw to. And I know
really?
He's got Kelce, right?
Really?
But who's going to take Tyreek Hill's spot?
They're going to find a receiver in this draft.
Of
they're
that
gonna,
caliber? Look, to beat this division?
You're not going to be able to get the explosiveness of a Tyreek Hill and that speed, right? That's obvious. I'd be a fool to sit up here and say that you're going to get a rookie coming out here. But you're going to at least be able to replicate some of that speed. He doesn't need to be premier for it to work in an Andy Reid offense. They are going to be able to have the creativity. They've got Juju Smith-Schuster. I know he's declined a bit. He's not the same Juju that we saw in Pittsburgh just a few years ago. He's not that same guy. But I do think, why are we doubting Travis Kelce at this point, right? He's going to line up as a receiver anyways. So as long as they can just find a little bit of that, they're going to be just fine.
It's a great point. They do have a lot of weapons. Mike T, I'll give you the final word.
Yeah, let's not underrate Andy Reid. Now, it's a different era, but he won a lot of games with James Thrash and Todd Pinkston in Philadelphia. So if anybody can manufacture production at the receiver position, it's Andy Reid with the great Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I remember those days of Thrash and those guys in Philly. Okay, so that's football. Let's get back to the NBA. Let's talk about the game of the night. Nets versus Grizzlies. Kyrie Irving playing in this one. 37.8 points per game in his last four games. Also his 30th birthday, but no John Morant in this one. And look, we take you to the third. Down 9. KD and Irving would come alive. There's Irving on the drive. Jay Will, jump in.
Great, Ryan. Show me all the Brooklyn Nets highlights you want. I told people 3 weeks ago that the Memphis Grizzlies were getting to the NBA Finals. How's that prediction looking now? I'm telling you, they are on their way.
Well, let's look at this, though. Durant hitting the pull-up jumper. They had 25 KD and Kyrie in the third combined. Nets up one. Then in the fourth, as you say, Grizzlies coming back. Here's Brandon Clark with the dunk.
This team is 15-2 without Ja Morant. They are complete. Desmond Bane can knock down shots, and they defend you in each and every possession.
And you said it right there, hitting the three. Morant loving it. Bane had 23, and the Grizzlies go on to win 132-120. Look at them fired up. Watch out, Malika.
I love it.
Okay, so let me talk to you first about Kyrie, because you're talking about the vaccine mandate's been lifted, or at least sources tell us it's going to be lifted. What does this mean for the Nets and Kyrie?
It means that they are the favorite in the Eastern Conference. Now, I'm not saying they're the most complete team in the Eastern Conference. You know, you have teams like Boston that's playing really well. I still think Milwaukee's the most complete team. But when you have two of the most gifted, dynamic scorers in the history of the game. Look, I've said this before. Kyrie Irving is the most skilled player the game of basketball has ever seen. You can debate me all you want.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to have Kevin Durant number two, them on the court at the same time with a healthy Seth Curry, this team is lethal enough to get there, even if they are playing without Kyrie Irving in that first round series against the Toronto Raptors.
So then in that same vein, and I can't believe in a way, Kyrie, the most skilled, KD number two, both on the same team. Brooklyn now the eighth seed, right? Mm-hmm. So how much on alert should the top four seeds in the East be at this point?
Well, we've seen Miami over the last couple of games. We saw them with a spat last night to a degree. The Boston Celtics will be a tough matchup. I would still favor the experience of Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant over them. Philadelphia, people would love to see that matchup. Just due to all the drama you will have around James Harden, Joel Embiid. I'm still trying to tell you, at the end of the day, though, in Milwaukee, look, they're the defending champions. Mm-hmm. I give Giannis, who is one of the best players the game has ever seen as well. But with KD and Kyrie, with the way they can defend, if they're all healthy, would probably be the biggest odds favorite to get to the World Championship.
And that right now sitting at the eighth seed. Now let's talk about those Heat, because last night in Miami, frustrations boiled over. Take a look at this. Jimmy Butler and teammate Udonis Haslem getting into a scuffle on the bench. Eric Spoelstra slammed his clipboard to the floor to try to break up the spat. It was getting hot. The Heat fell 118 to 104 to the Warriors. They lost their second straight. And here's Spoelstra after the game on that incident.
Everybody was wondering where the dinner plans were tonight after the game. It was pretty clear. Like, we have a very competitive, gnarly group, and we're getting our asses kicked. And it's two straight games. We were not playing to the level that we wanted to play.
It's crazy, but, you know, it's passion. You know, we're in a situation where we have a lot of, you know, competitive guys, and, you know, one being our biggest competitor is our head coach, and, you know, Jimmy and UD, and, you know, tough competitive guys. And, you know, it's good to sometimes get some, you know, anger and frustration out and just talk about it.
Okay, we've seen this kind of thing happen before, but let's talk about the Heat. They lost two straight, four of their last seven. That grip on the top spot in the East is loosening up, but we've seen sometimes the controversy ripping people apart or bringing them together. So is this something or nothing, this spat for the Heat?
Oh, it's something.
Okay.
And Eric Spoelstra is the best coach in the NBA right now. So when I see a team that is not built around having superstars, where it's a collective each and every night, when you lose to Golden State without Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson with the way they were getting stumped last night, of course, that's going to enrage people. And I like this, because this is who this team needs to be all the time for them to have a chance. Now, I know they're considered with their record to have the best record in the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're the best team in the Eastern Conference, but they want to have a chance with dogs like Udonis Haslem, who is the spirit off the bench, not off the bench, on the bench, because he never really gets off the bench.
Right.
But I'm talking about P.J. Tucker, Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler, the dogs, Bam Adebayo, that they have on this team. This is the spirit they need to have all the time. And they need to pull themselves out of this funk, especially going into the playoffs.
Wow.
I mean, for all the stuff happening right now, NFL trades, March Madness, Sweet 16, MLB starting, we do have the NBA playoffs starting in about a month.
It's like we almost forgot about it, but we can't, because it's getting hot. And remember, the Heat right now, if playoffs, if everything stood as it is, they would be facing the Nets. So how important is holding on to that top seed in the East for Miami?
Well, you always want to have home court advantage. I mean, that's huge. But this is the problem that I'm having.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I love that P.J. Tucker's probably done one of the best jobs defending Kevin Durant, even though Kevin Durant still had, you know, he was about a size 13, 14 away from closing out that series, right?
Right.
But he's a great defender. Jimmy Butler would be a great defender, too. I still think it would slightly favor Brooklyn. Ooh. Just due to how Kyrie Irving, I cannot tell you how special of a player he is. People love to tack on all these other outside issues to debase him. On the court, this dude is one of the most gifted guards the game has seen. If he's going for 60, if he's going for 40, granted, they need additional pieces. But if they get going offensively, they are so scary to stop.
Wow, imagine how that could play out if we take that in the playoffs. Now let's run the floor, and I want to begin with the Celtics, because they win again, cruising past the Jazz. Jay, just how good is Boston?
Boston is lethal, and also the way Boston is defending is what makes them different. Obviously, I'm glad we stopped with this conversation about you breaking up Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
Uh-huh.
I think that was so silly and dumb to begin with. This team can defend, and they're led by Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart is the engine for this team, very similar to the way Draymond Green is the engine for the Golden State Warriors.
Okay, now let's talk about Lakers Sixers. Without LeBron, the Lakers fell to the Sixers, 126-121. Embiid led the way for the Sixers. Jay, how concerned are you about LeBron's knee with the Lakers?
I've been concerned about this team all year long, but I do want to tell people, think about this. We are finally potentially going to get the matchup we've all been waiting for. Zion Williamson potentially coming back for the Pelicans in a play-in game scenario against LeBron James. Think about what I just said. Zion versus LeBron in a play-in game scenario. What the hell is going on?
And by the way, speaking of Zion, just the other day posting that dunk on Instagram, Zion's now been cleared for one-on-one practice. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm worried about him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about him and his durability. And it's great that I'm seeing him being cleared for one-on-one. I just want to see consistency from him. And this is a guy that averaged 27-7. Think about it, 27-7. Mm. That's how gifted of a player he is. But like I said before, His size, his frame, with the reckless abandon in which he attacks the rim, the outside development of his skill set, shooting mid-range jumpers, floaters, he needs to add those additional things to his game so it releases the percentage chances that are very high of him coming down on his leg or putting himself in injury position again.
You know, it's one of the things when I see that slam, the first thing I thought was, wow, he's coming down like that, but still, Pelicans fans have to be happy at seeing those developments. Yes. Thanks, Jay. Well, coming up, so much more on Miami's blockbuster trade for Tyreek Hill. What does it mean for Tua? Is it playoffs or bust for him? That a lot more coming up. But remember that barking you heard a little bit earlier? It was that guy. And I'm not talking about Mike. I'm talking about Jersey.
Aww.
Little Jersey. I'm surprised his name isn't Rex or Pennington or Sanchez. But wow, look at him. We'll interview Jersey next. A lot more on Tyreek Hill coming up. And more Mike T, too.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Get Up, and again, the enormous news. Tyreek Hill traded from Kansas City to the Dolphins, and let's talk about these Dolphins. They got busy this offseason. They hired a more offensive-minded head coach to work with Tua, bringing in 49ers offensive coordinator Mike McDaniel. And then on Tuesday, Miami went out and got protection for its third-year quarterback, signing offensive tackle Teron Armstead to a 5-year deal worth up to $87.5 million. And if those moves weren't enough, yesterday, the biggest of them all, they traded 5 draft picks, including their first and second round picks this year, to the Chiefs for Tyreek Hill. And then they turned around and gave Hill a 4-year extension worth $120 million. And let me tell you, folks, those aren't the only offensive overhauling moves they made this offseason. From the Cowboys, they got more line help with Connor Williams, as well as another wideout in Cedric Wilson. And then in the backfield, they added Chase Edmonds from the Cardinals, who had nearly 1,000 yards from scrimmage last season. So this Miami Dolphins team is loaded. Let's bring in our team right now. Dolphins add Tyreek Hill to pair with Jalen Waddle. Mike Gesicki on the offense, giving Tua an array of targets. Mike T, I start with you. What does this Hill trade mean for Tua now?
It means there's no excuses. They're giving him everything a quarterback would want and then some, because they're so explosive at receiver, at tight end, bringing back Mike Gesicki. Raheem Mostert has excellent play speed, someone that Mike McDaniel is very familiar with going back to San Francisco. But my concern, guys, is Tua was 23rd in the NFL last year in yards per pass attempt. He struggles to get the ball down the field consistently. I think Coach McDaniel will probably try to move the pocket, cut the field in half, have a lot of plays for Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill that are catch and run, that plays to Tua's strength, and try to maximize his ability that way. But make no mistake about, Ryan, this is a hugely consequential year for Tua, and already in his first 2 years, he's missed 10 games.
Wow, and you talk about the consequences of this year, but still, I have to say the catch-and-run aspect of it, Teddy, is very interesting, because Tyreek Hill's expertise is sprinting downfield, and you toss the ball to him. I see how that fits Tua, but is that utilizing Hill in the right way?
Yeah, it is, and I'm with you, Mike T, in terms of what McDaniel has to do to get it out of Tua. I mean, because the pressure's on. It's show me what you got, kid. Because we've got basically put everything around you. We've got a good team. So, do you want to take off with this? And I say this. I mean, Tyreek Hill is the type of receiver that makes reckless look calculated. Okay, let me explain. How many times did Patrick Mahomes run around out there, and all of a sudden he threw it up, and it's like, what is he doing? And all of a sudden, oh, that's what he was doing. And he was throwing it to Tyreek Hill. But Patrick Mahomes has that thing with being a traditional, he can drop back and throw it from the pocket, but also he had something in him that said, I don't care who you are, I don't care if you're double teaming him, I'm still going to get it to my guy. So can Tua be aggressive like that? Or is he so, conservative with those short catch and run passes, that's all he can do? So what Mike T's saying about moving that pocket around. Tua's, you're going to have to do that to get it out of Tua to say, listen, man, you need to be reckless at times, because when this guy is down there, it's basically calculated, and he'll get it from the other. He'll win it on a majority of the times because he's that good. I don't know if Tua has that. I haven't seen it in him at this level. So we'll see if he can be that type of player to utilize this weapon to its fullest.
That's a great point. And I want us to put up that perfect match graphic again, because you see how quick in that graphic, how quick Tua's releases and how these guys are, Waddle, Hill, in making those quick transitions off that quick release. But Diana, you know what I was thinking the first time when I heard about this trade, and put that graphic up when we can. The first thing I thought was, is Tua this year's Baker Mayfield? Because remember last year, Baker Mayfield, great team around him. This is his year. He's got to do it. Now he's looking for a job. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're setting Tua up for the same type of situation. There you see his quick release and how that matches with Waddle and Hill. But if it doesn't work out, I have to ask you, what is a successful season for Tua? Because for me, if it doesn't work out, he might be Baker Mayfield this time next year.
I feel like from a roster standpoint, he's stepping into to something superb, right? This is the best roster he's had around him. This is the best offense we'll see in Miami, or at least should be with the potential, in a really long time. No offense, Mike T. So I think they're setting him up to have some success here. But remember, as we were talking about earlier, this is a coaching staff that didn't bring him on. They have no connection to him at all. Mm-hmm. They've got Teddy Bridgewater as the backup. And I started the show saying to you, I think this is a situation where Patrick Mahomes isn't going to miss Tyreek Hill as much as Tyreek Hill is going to miss Patrick Mahomes because of this. That what Teddy Bruschi pointed out so clearly, that type of connection they had, because guys, we know this, sometimes it's his fault. Patrick Mahomes has got guts. He has trust in what he can do and the trust in his receivers. That's not Tua's style. That's not how he plays. We saw all last season, those short passes. If he is able to believe in what he can do, and I don't know if we've seen that kind of Tua ever. If this coaching staff can perhaps coach him up to be that way, and I don't know, is this something that's innate? Is this something that you just are? I don't necessarily believe that this is a teachable quality in a quarterback, and this is where they're going to have a challenge of trying to figure out a way to keep everybody happy, because we know Tyreek is going to want the ball, and he's going to want the ball the way we saw it in Kansas City.
And Diana, it ain't going to be good if he doesn't. Really quick.
Go ahead, Teddy.
Really quick. I mean, in terms of level of frustration, I mean, you see these receivers. They get paid. They want to show still. They are gold jacket worthy, if you will. So is there frustration from Tyreek Hill when he doesn't get the ball, when you don't have the throws that are 50 yards down the field? We will see.
All right. You know what? It sounds like all you guys are saying the same thing in terms of gut check year. Can he be that guy who has the style to take those chances? Coming up, complete coverage of the Tyreek Hill blockbuster trade. We're keep talking about it. Patrick Mahomes, is it going to be gut check time for him? How will it work out for the Chiefs?